Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judges. You like that one, Erica? No curveballs, no twists and shouts.
I appreciated it.
Nice.
Thanks.
I mean, the listeners aren't there. They're gonna be waiting for
the bit, yeah.
They're like, oh,
they're chomping at the bit right now.
Boo. Yeah,
absolutely chomping.
Boo. How's everybody doing? Good times, huh?
Great times right now, you know.
Just fabulous times.
What's the worst thing that happened recently? Okay, now what's the best thing that happened? Culver's was pretty good.
Culver's was actually top notch tonight. So
listen, East and West Coast, they get a lot of fucking cred for fucking Shake Shack and In-N-Out. But look, if you're visiting the Midwest, you gotta hit up Culver's.
You gotta hit the Culver's.
Mm-hmm. It's literally top tier. Dare I say the best burger chain I've ever had.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm not gonna argue with that. It's at least top two. It's
the double bacon cheddar burger.
It's definitely better than Whataburger and In-N-Out in my experience.
I've not had the other two.
I've never had Shake Shack.
I've never had Shake Shack.
Yes, we have.
We had a shake from there. We never had.
We didn't have the food?
No.
Where did we go get Shake
Shack
from?
We had pizza before. We stopped there after pizza. What?
Why?
God, New York.
Oh, New York. That makes sense.
Yes.
That's like the only. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
We stopped at the famous pizza place. I believe it's called Angelo's or something like that.
No, you're.
There's a whole history behind it where it's like the family ran it forever and then he's like, oh, I want to retire. So they sold off the business and then like. Within 3 months, he's like, you know, I kind of miss making pizza. So he bought the building next door and opened up a second store and just stole all the customers back because he's like, oh, no, I have the real original recipe. So get fucked.
I think you're thinking of Sparrow's. I think you went to a Sparrow's. Sbarro's.
Oh, fuck.
No.
In a mall.
You were right.
It was
Sbarro's and the Pizza Hut. I was thinking of the personal pan pizza recipe.
A worker quit from Pizza Hut and said, I'm going to go work at my own restaurant and then just got hired at Sbarro's.
No.
Well,
yeah,
guys.
I think he's right. I think that is what happened.
It was just okay pizza.
Wow. Hot take. You just lost all of our New York and New Jersey listeners.
We're so fucked.
Listen. We're
I can't believe
from
you
Illinois.
Do this to us.
Don't do the Italian.
We
hand.
Like a deep dish, all right?
You don't even like deep dish.
I don't like deep dish. I like a pan pizza.
We're from North Central Illinois. We like taco pizza.
Casey's taco pizza is so good. It's definitely blasphemous. It's definitely not pizza.
It's just
dough and beans and chips and
There's
lettuce
beans
and cheese.
On it?
Yeah. Huh. Refried.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's my least favorite part about it, but it's taco pizza.
The only thing I know about it is it has Doritos and lettuce on it. I don't know a single other topping on
tomatoes.
It.
Tomatoes.
Ground beef.
Really? It has ground beef and beans?
Yeah.
Tomato sauce, cheese.
Huh. There's cheese onions. I thought the Doritos are just the cheese.
No. Doritos are the taco shell, dude.
There's so much to a taco pizza.
Yeah.
I remember dating somebody in college, and she had only lived in like suburbs of cities, and trying to explain Casey's pizza, and she's like, "You get pizza from a gas station?" I'm like, "It's not a gas station. Like they sell gas.
Also has gas.
It's
and
a convenience
some...
store.
It's not like going to a 7-Eleven, which it's also a general doesn't store. Sell gas, but yeah, it's a general store. It says right on the. It's like
Casey's General Store.
Casey's Donuts and Casey's Pizza. It's a goddamn restaurant.
The donuts.
They could have a standalone, I'd imagine, of just
the pizza and the donuts.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's better? Culver's or Casey's?
Culver's.
I'm going to pick Culver's over Casey's anytime.
Wow. Well, guys, if you don't know...
The Midwest listeners are going to be eating this shit up.
What we do here is we don't just talk about food. Mm-hmm. We talk about stories on the internet and sometimes judge them, and sometimes Christian does that.
Huh?
I hope you're prepared.
I didn't prepare for the quiz.
Is tonight the night with no stories?
The no stories night?
Can we just riff the whole night?
Maybe we're getting closer and closer.
Maybe we do that. There's got to be like a day that makes sense, right?
When's our anniversary?
It's coming up. This is episode 50.
February 22nd.
Correct.
No, this is episode 50, yeah?
This will be... yes.
That's wild. So two weeks. Yeah.
What are we going to do for our anniversary
episode? It's a surprise.
Episode?
I have an idea.
Tune
I just have
back
to
in
execute.
2 weeks.
Josh is going to... this is why I love you, Josh. You really put your nose to the grindstone, really hammer out the bits for us. Like,
you put in
so I'm
much
the idea
hard work
guy.
For us.
Erica's the funny gal, and you're like the doer.
The doer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I sort of, well, the what helps me is that I keep everything organized. Like, I sort of have this, like, doer decimal system that keeps everything in place.
Okay, on to the first story.
And you can book it.
Are you proud of that one?
I'm waiting for the story, please.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky you're editing this, because I was going to leave in all of the silence to let people just feel how
he's actually
going to
edit in some cricket noises.
I would have. But instead, I'm just going to read my story, guys.
Oh. Can we just talk about for 1 second?
Yeah, just 1 second.
On TikTok, we have, of course, welcome to any new listeners. We are pretty much viral sensations at this point. No big deal.
Stop.
You're making me blush. Christian, of course, got called a chunky reader.
Ah, yes.
I forgot about this. I was like, somebody called my man chunky?
Erica,
how dare they?
Erica's like, what do you mean a chunky reader? And I was like, you've never noticed that I can't read an entire sentence? I just add a period in the middle of a sentence?
Christian reads like when you take the magnets of words on a fridge and put them together. He mm-hmm. stops where those like word blurbs end.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
See, the problem is my favorite poet growing up was E.E. Cummings. And like his, you know, sporadic style of writing really fucked up my reading ability. Because I just read so much poetry as a child and my developmental years.
Yeah, you're sort of a Shatner when you speak, in a way. You stop on weird words.
I kind of am a Shatner.
Yeah, William or
otherwise.
I mean, that's
Shatner
so crazy
pants,
too.
Huh?
Is because I Shatner my pants.
Yeah,
and like people would not let that go. It happened in third grade. I Shatner my pants in third grade.
Yeah,
up until high school, I had to move away for people to stop calling me, "Hey Shatner." But onto the story. Am I the asshole by cooking in a vomit pot? That's it. That's the story.
What? And not okay. Look, the vomit pot. Whatever. Why do you need a vomit pot? There are other receptacles you can vomit into better than a pot,
like a toilet, for instance. A bucket. A garbage
can. The pot's
can.
Got the handles.
Your hands.
You ever have to throw up so hard you need like. Ugh. Like a toilet, like a bucket's so hard. But hang pod on. Is
$1 million idea. Suction cup handles for the side of a toilet when you really got to get shit done.
Listen.
Okay.
That is not a bad idea.
We need to start. We need to pan this before we put out the episode. So we got a week and a half.
We should just make a supercut of all of our ideas that we didn't patent. And then when Elon Musk creates them, we'll just be sad.
The boring company's toilet handles.
Not a toilet handle. Doesn't want to get sued.
All right. So am I the asshole by cooking in a vomit pot? Let me tell you, this is a doozy. This past weekend...
I would have guessed otherwise. What's the opposite of a doozy?
A don't-see?
Don't-see?
I don't know if everybody could hear that Aurora just laughed at my joke from the other room, and I want Aurora to know that I really appreciate that.
This past weekend, I hosted a vaccine party for my group of friends who are totally vaccinated. You know that's a lie. We hadn't seen each other for quite a while, so we are all looking forward to it.
Another lie.
I promised to make them my famous chunky chicken stew, which is always a hit.
Which sounds like it's going to look like vomit to begin with.
And Saturday was no exception. Everyone loved it.
Okay.
Some people even got two bowls of it.
No.
Yeah. It was
Where's this recipe at?
Share the recipe, honey.
And then, for whatever otherworldly, perverse reason, I decided to tell them that this was made in my family's vomit pot.
Stop.
So some quick backstory. Everyone uses something to throw up in, right? Some exclusively use the toilet.
Yeah.
Some use a small trash bin.
Sure.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for some reason, my family uses a cooking pot.
Okay.
I use it. My wife uses it. My son uses it.
He indoctrinated his wife into doing it?
Hey, she is probably the genius that thought of it.
What kind of fucking negotiating terms need to be put into place there where someone's okay with that?
Let me tell you, Josh.
This person has kids and they have a vomit pot?
Dick to bomb, Josh. Sometimes you just got to deal with it. You got to roll with the punches, the hand you're dealt, you know? Sometimes, you know, you marry a person that throws up in the toilet like a normal person, and sometimes you end up with a just alpha Chad Sigma male that throws up in a pot, and you go, this is my life now.
Everything else about him is perfect. He just sometimes pukes in a... How frequently are they puking that you need to have a designated pot?
He's got children. It's at least once a year. I thought it'd be a funny thing to tell them, and certainly did not foresee the reaction it gained.
Yeah.
First, there is a slightly concerned puzzlement. What did I mean by vomit pot?
Mm-hmm.
Great question.
Well, I explained to them what it was and what I meant. Then growing concern came from them. I mentioned my son used it for a night of throwing up not even 2 weeks ago.
I mean, come on.
As they saw I was serious, there was growing revulsion and anger. My friend started yelling at me, asking how could I do such a thing? That it was disgusting. I told him that it was already washed thoroughly. My best friend's wife left hurriedly for the bathroom, and I
don't say it.
And I suspect she forcibly ejected my chunky chicken stew.
Oh, why are you going to say it like that?
I offered her the pot. She wouldn't take it.
Oh.
I said,
do it in the pot, do it in the pot.
It'll taste better.
He didn't want to waste water. He's conscious of the environment. He doesn't want to waste water.
We stand.
Does he literally say that?
I'm sure he does.
We stand an environmentally friendly king.
Hold on. How is that saving water? Because you
don't have to flush.
But you have to wash the pot out.
No. You add it right back into the food.
It sterilizes if you get it boiling.
Yeah.
I told him that if it was so gross, then why did they slurp my stew down so quickly?
Bad argument, man.
Well, apparently, that was the last straw. Everyone gathered up and left, and now I fear that there is an unfixable rift in our relationships.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I realize now that some truths are just too much for some people to handle, and I should have kept the secret of the vomit pot to my grave.
No, issue isn't the secret, man.
No.
Mind you, this pot is absolutely clean and sterile. I wash it thoroughly after every vomit use. Was I an asshole by cooking in the pot? And or by telling them?
You're not an asshole for telling them. That's what you should have done. But you should have done that before you fed them the fucking vomit pot food.
First of all, just because you washed it doesn't mean it's sterile.
Well, he actually has a fancy dishwasher that has a sterilization cycle.
Well, actually, what he didn't mention is that it's a cast iron pot. So he actually can't even use soap. You just got to bake that shit off.
Once you get above a certain temperature, it just becomes almost a glass-like
I'm calling
coating.
His health department.
And you shut down a private rabbit residence for health code violations?
Unfortunately, this guy has like responses in the comments, but a lot of them are deleted, so it's hard to follow what people are saying and what he's trying to defend himself.
What? Yeah, the gall, the audacity of this man to be like, am I the asshole for using it? And like, he's blaming them for, well, you liked the food.
That's the same thing a cannibal would say, like, oh, I just made fucking Josh stew over here.
Yeah.
And now you're mad at me because I told you it's Josh, but you ate it. You liked it. Why am I the asshole? You should have known.
It's no different than like eating at a dirty restaurant where it's like, oh, that food was really good. And then you see the kitchen and you're just like, what the fuck? There's rats in there. It's like, yeah, but they didn't get in the food. I cooked the food. It's clean since they walked over it.
You ate the rest of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You didn't know there was a shrimp tail in it then.
Listen, being a health inspector at one point in my life has ruined eating at restaurants for me. Not Culver's, though. They have a very clean kitchen.
Well, a lot of chains do, right?
Yeah, a lot of chains are inspected by a corporate health inspector. But, like, some of my favorite local restaurants. Oh, my God.
They're going back.
Oh, my God.
There's a reason it smells like swamp in there now. Now you know why.
It's poo water on the floor in the kitchen. That's
poo?
Why.
Poo water?
Poo water.
There was a restaurant with like an overflowed toilet?
No. Their floor drains backed up with...
Okay. Sewage.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they just didn't mop?
Correct.
That's unavoidable. That's going to happen in restaurants.
No.
Yeah. Every restaurant has the poo water incident.
Mm.
Every restaurant I've ever been to has.
No.
You only eat at one restaurant.
And it's the one that had the poo water rise up in it.
The poo water rise is like a fun little sci-fi fantasy story, I bet.
Any writers out there, if you want to take this prompt and really run with it.
Riff off of The Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway.
That's definitely where you're going with it, right?
I was going for Rise of the Poo Water, like Skywalker.
Ah.
Guys, what was I going to say?
This is so embarrassing.
I can't read your mind, Joshua.
What was I going to say?
See, I know what you're going to say, but I'm not going to tell you.
I was
going to
say something really funny and original, and
probably
it was about
not.
The story, and I was going to relate it back, and it was going to be good.
Is it, well, what's your throw up vessel of choice?
I remembered.
Okay, fuck my question.
put a pin in
that,
it.
That is your, that's what you're thinking of. You just had a funnier way to say it. I get
put
it.
Put a pin in it. My throw up vessel of, no, I lost it again, man. You can't.
What's your throw up vessel of choice?
I got it. I remembered it. So.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not.
I got it. It would be really funny if someone's eating like the stew and like it's a chunky chicken noodle soup recipe.
Oh no!
And you're like, this is pretty acidic. Like, what do you put in it to get the acidity so high?
Joshua,
oh,
no.
Funny thing you ask. A lot of HCl, otherwise known as stomach acid. You ever burn your esophagus from puke? It's going right back down there, buddy. Oh, also, toilet.
Toilet is the only correct answer.
Yeah, growing up with my family, you always use like a bucket.
Well, bucket's nice because you can sit in bed.
Yeah.
But if I'm ever puking, I'm shitting. So I'm in the bathroom.
Huh. See, I got an iron stomach going that way.
That's what I mean is like I don't puke super frequently.
Oh, I puke constantly.
I guess I puke from I'll puke from migraines. That's the most times I puke. And then I know. It's like I'm going to the bathroom to puke. It's never like I'm sitting in my bed and like, gotta puke.
Mm-hmm. I puke all
I'm not
the time.
Jimmy Puke.
It's not very often that I puke. Unless I'm extremely hungover, and then my vessel of choice is definitely a toilet, because I can like get in my own head and like, pretty sure I can smell this toilet, makes me throw
up. Yeah, you use the toilet to puke.
Yeah.
You think about the poo particles
I remember.
Thinking about like, oh man, I haven't washed this toilet in a while.
I haven't washed that since the last stew I made in there.
What's so like
you just put boiling hot water in the back, and then you put the chicken, the noodles,
no,
and then you flush
stop,
it.
Joshua.
It feels like a very serendipitous event that happened to me finding the stories, because just like minutes before going on Reddit, because I was like, oh fuck, I have stories that I need to read tonight. I was on TikTok, and I watched a
video.
I watched a video of a person making like a cocktail for their friends, and they made it in a toilet.
Yeah.
And then served it to them.
And then served it
so
to them.
So that's the same family that does like the tacos on the counter shit.
Ah.
But it's a
fuck them.
It's a toilet that is outside. They just stage it like it looks like it's inside.
It's fucking gross. It doesn't matter.
It looks like they still like
it's
I think
been
they
used before.
I think
right?
they what they and this is me being like hyper focusing like ADHD style, like I needed to know, and I'm pretty sure like they had just installed a new toilet, and then they were like, let's pump out, because they got like 6 videos out of that where they made different dishes, because they made one with like dessert where they put like Fanta and like gummy worms and shit in it.
Yeah.
Not shit, sorry, should be more clear with my language.
I don't know, like I watched it and like
still
there's a little float thing in the back of the toilet, and that's like that didn't look perfectly clean to me. It looked like it's been used a time or two, at least 5
like it's
TikToks
got like a hard water
that.
Line.
Yeah, that's what I felt like.
Not ideal.
Pretty fucking gross if you ask me.
Really? You think so?
I know that's a pretty controversial stance to have, but yeah, I do think it's gross.
Now, if you're using a bucket to puke in, do you use a bag in the bucket?
Preferably, yeah.
Yeah, I would want a bag, but I'm not. If I have the flu
mm-hmm.
and the bucket's there for, I'm not worrying about a bag.
It's not like you need a bag.
Yeah,
it's just nice.
Yeah, because
do you put a bag in the toilet?
Yes, I do.
No.
See, the cool thing about throwing up in a bucket is that my mommy takes care of it, so I don't know what happens after I throw up into the bucket.
When I puke, it disappears. I don't have object permanence for vomit.
I go, mother, mother, and I dangle
my chamber pot needs cleaning.
Wait.
Baby made boom boom, mama.
This dude's using a chamber pot as a cooking pot, I think.
I just think this guy is frugal and like
no.
A real smart guy. All
right, to be fair.
No.
You're puking.
Uh-oh. We changed Erica. We got her.
Listen,
we red-pilled her.
Listen.
Green-pilled her.
Cookware is expensive.
Okay.
So, like, I understand if you're like, ah, I've got the flu, stomach, I got a norovirus. I got to have a pot with me in bed in case it's like, sleeping,
yeah.
You know? I get it. And then, again, pots are expensive.
Yeah.
You're not just going to throw a pot because you puked in it one a couple times.
Yeah.
But then to continually puke on it?
I definitely wouldn't serve
guests
absolutely with
not.
That pot.
That's the biggest thing. I think that's
absolutely
real.
Not.
Especially because, like, especially if this is a soup pot. Like, if you have, like, a stock pot, those things kind of, like, get shit stuck in them pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was any puke left and it got scorched.
Mm-mm.
That's in there, buddy.
Done for.
Oh, man.
You just gotta, like, pour some more boiling water in it and deglaze it.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, I wasn't grossed out by it when I was, like, in the zone reading it, but now the more I think about it, the more I'm, like, getting grossed out by it.
Can you use your oven as an autoclave?
I don't think it gets... I think it needs to be vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Yeah. Because you build up pressure in it.
Yeah, it has to build...
Not like the autoclaves that we use in, like, chem lab and shit when you're doing your auger plates.
Yeah.
It's... No.
Well, we...
It's a little...
Did you not have, like, a thing on the front that you turned and cranked down?
No. What's the thing that's, like, a little tunnel? And inside the tunnel, it's, like, red-hot molten flames, and then you stick your...
Tube furnace?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I never used one. I used one at work.
But that... I thought that was, like...
An autoclave is a steam sterilizer.
Mm-hmm. It
oh.
uses steam.
Okay.
My autoclave that we used, we had a smaller school, so like we used more stuff like that. It was probably the size of like, I don't know, an entire dresser, like two dressers
wow.
next to each other.
It's a big fucking autoclave.
Oh, God. Mine is like, the one I'm talking about is like the size of your water bottle.
Like we would put like 8 different like 2.5 liter Erlenmeyers of culture into it on a tray, and you would crank it down like a bank vault and seal it.
This is such a ginormous autoclave.
It's huge.
Most autoclaves are just, like, the size of a microwave.
Oh, no, this was way bigger than that.
I just had, like, a flashback to that smell.
Ugh.
Of, like...
yeast?
Yes.
Ugh. When I did my summer research, we were working with Bacillus anthracis, which is the bacteria that makes anthrax. And we would spin it for, like, 1 day, 3 day, 5 day, 7 day, 9 day. And on the 9th day, it was obviously just fucking riddled with bacteria. And we what we had to do is we only wanted the juice out of it. So we had to filter out all the bacteria. So we had, like, a syringe with a filter in it. And so what we would do is pull out the syringe and then try to syringe out just the liquid and push all the bacteria out with the filter. But when it's been going for 9 days, it's got 1,000 bajillion fucking bacteria, so it clogs up the filter. So my partner was like 6'5" and was a swimmer, so he was just like built. So I'm holding the thing right here, and he's on top of it like doing this, and it's just a little plastic syringe, right? Like a 50 mil syringe. And he's pushing it, and the top bends and flicks out and just splatters me with Bacillus anthracis in my mouth and eye, and I'm like,
well, I guess I'm getting anthrax and dying. Well,
so it's inert. So the part of anthrax that is dangerous is the spores.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done in a way that there was no spores. Like it's an inert thing. So it doesn't produce spores when it reproduces or something. But like there's still always a chance it's like I had a pot of fucking chicken noodle soup.
Chunky chicken noodle soup.
Like, oh yeah, there's Bacillus anthracis in there, but like we used the inert version and you liked it. Like, okay, but like still anthrax, buddy, right? Like, well, now we gotta leave all of that in. Christian, how about you get us into the next story, and hopefully that cut works.
There's no way it doesn't. Am I the asshole for being frustrated that my girlfriend doesn't work hard at her job and gets paid nearly twice as much as I do?
Did I write this? Christian does nothing at work all day.
Shut the fuck up.
Aurora will constantly be like, I don't understand how you don't do anything at work. And I'm like, hey, buddy.
Shut the fuck up.
We just got a good job.
Work smarter, not harder, boys.
I miss the days when I didn't have to do shit at work.
You would literally watch entire Netflix series.
Not anymore.
To be fair, I did too.
My girlfriend and I both work in tech. She's a safety validator for software, working at a consulting firm, and I'm doing network infrastructure support.
Okay.
When we both worked in different offices, I didn't know much about her day-to-day life at work. I knew she made a lot more than me, $120,000 compared to my $66,000.
Okay.
And she credits a lot of that to job hopping. She's 25 and has had three full times since college. I've been at one place since college. But since we've been working from home, I've seen a lot of her daily schedule, and hers versus mine are very different. She gets up around 9:15 to drag herself into the home office for her 9:30 to 10 o'clock meeting. After the meeting, she goes and showers, has breakfast, and from about 10 to 10:45, answering just a few Slack messages and emails on her phone, but mostly just listening to podcasts and eating and doing her morning routine.
I wonder if she listens to the Judgies podcast.
I honestly hope so.
Listening to this, you should listen to the Judgies podcast.
If you're listening to this, tell your girlfriend to listen to the Judgies podcast. It sounds like she's got plenty of time. She can catch up on all of the episodes, probably. Be super cool. Very much appreciated. Then she'll work till noon and takes a lunch break from noon till 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then she works from 1 to 4, often having meetings or working on her own stuff. And at 4, we'll spend an hour or so doing household chores and stuff while keeping an eye on her phone to answer any emails. And outside of a 9 to 5, she blocks work-related messages from her phone, which is good. You should be doing that. Fuck your job if they think they can contact you after hours.
I'm on call 24/7, so.
Same here, brother. So basically, she works for about 4.5 hours daily and does her own thing for about 2 hours, just paying enough attention to reply to emails that come in. I, on the other hand, basically work nonstop from 8:30 to 5, or maybe even 6, working 8.5 hours to 9.5 hours a day. I don't take breaks in the workday to shower or to eat breakfast and lunch or do household chores. And a few weeks ago, I kind of got frustrated with her for basically hardly doing anything for her job, and that they were way overpaying her if she was spending half the day just slacking. She got frustrated with me and said that they hired her for her knowledge, and it wasn't my place to say what her time was worth.
Correct.
And that if her boss...
Also, she's fucking probably paying your way, so...
and doing your chores.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you're mad that she's doing the chores for you. I don't... This is insane. Said it wasn't my place to say what her time was worth. And that if her boss and CEO saw the work she produced and chose to pay her what they chose to, that it wasn't my place to undervalue her because I was being jealous. And that she picked her job instead of one that might pay better because she wanted a good work-life balance. She was sick of wasting her life away at work, and that was a lot more demanding.
This is like socialist girlfriend, capitalist boyfriend type energy.
Yeah. I said that she was being a little privileged. Not a lot of people can just choose to make six figures and wander off from work for practically half the day. And that all I was saying was that she was working half as hard as a lot of people who earn a lot less.
Gasp.
She got mad at me and said that it's not up to me to decide what her time is worth. Am I the asshole for saying what I said my girlfriend's saying what I said about my girlfriend's work ethic?
Yeah.
This dude fucking sucks so hard.
You're costing Uber so much money by not working harder on your tech job. What are you doing? Me over here at Lyft, I'm busting my ass. It's your fault.
This dude fucking sucks so hard. Why is he mad, like, that his girlfriend has a good life, gets to enjoy her life?
Mm-hmm.
He's jealous.
It's just pettiness, yeah.
He's just straight jealous.
Absolutely.
Listen, if you're a capitalist, listen to this fucking statement I'm about to say. In this scenario, he is not wrong for being upset. You should be upset at the scenario. Anybody who works hard and doesn't make money that they believe they are worth making should be upset. But you shouldn't be upset at other people making more money in that sense. You should be upset with the companies fucking you over.
Yeah. Yep.
Because that's what companies do. And she has a very fair point right at the beginning where she says, I've hopped three jobs. The best way to make money, especially in a career field, is always to go to a different job.
Yeah.
Because you can always demand more money.
It's not how it works in government, dude.
government is very... If you're looking for an upward mobility job, like... You'll always make more money if you hop as opposed to going up your own company. Because companies want to pay you the least amount of money that for the amount of hours that you work. And conversely, the worker should want to work the least amount of hours for the most amount of money. But the issue is we live in a society like this guy. Who got fucking trapped into doing way too hard of work for not enough pay. And he's upset that he got stuck there.
Yeah.
And his fucking girlfriend fucking 4,000 IQ'd her. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's like a big misconception that, like, a lot of our boomer parents have. That it's like, your resume. What happens when they see you've gone through three jobs in 2 years? And it's like, they should know that I fucking
that looks ambitious.
Value my time and I know what I'm worth. Yeah, exactly.
You're ambitious. You have drive to like move forward. You don't want to just be stuck and spinning your wheels.
I didn't save this story, but I read another story that is similar to this, but it's from the woman's perspective, where she was meeting her boyfriend's family for the first time, and they must be like super conservative or like uptight, because he's like don't make us look bad, like say that you're professional, like, and she's like trying to explain her job that they're asking her. She's like, well, I've same deal, like been through three jobs since college. And they're just like, well, isn't that gonna look bad on your resume? And she's like trying to explain to him, like, no, in tech you're expected to bounce around to show that you can like learn new systems and you're not like scared to change. And it shows that you have a drive by going through companies. And they're just like, no, that looks bad. You shouldn't be doing that.
Mm.
And then went to the point of like, what do you do in your free time? She's like, oh, I like to travel. And they're like, oh, what, how do you travel? And she's just like, oh, I just get in my car and I drive around the country. Like I get a month of vacation a year at my job.
Mm.
And so she just takes a sleeping bag and a tent and drives around the country. And they're like, you don't have a plan when you drive? And she's like, no. And they're like, pretty.
They're just
pretty
straight.
Unambitious of you.
People fucking live their lives. Like, what the fuck?
They're just straight A-type personality.
Yeah. And then, like, they left. And the boyfriend's like, why would you embarrass me in front of my parents? Oh, like, my that? God. They think that you have no, like, you have no work ethic and you don't set goals for yourself. You just go with the flow.
All millennials are just lazy, and we're all just lazy, no for good for nothing.
As her boyfriend, you should be able to see that's not how she lives her life, yeah. And be able to either explain that to your parents or not give a fuck, because you're in a healthy and happy relationship. Clearly not, but that's how it should be. Communicate.
Seems like I should have just saved this story so we could have told them back to back.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Would have been really smart.
You had
of me.
Like a really good idea or something.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, you
didn't
have the idea. You just didn't do.
You're a don'ter.
I
mean,
I am don'ter. Kind of a don'ter. I'm not. That's pretty fitting.
Yeah, I know.
I come with big grandiose ideas. I'm just like, that would be cool though, huh? Not for me, but that would be cool.
It's also the opposite though, because like. I'll say it. So I've been thinking.
Okay.
And then I'll come up with some big plan that I'm going to make Christian do. And then he just looks at me like, now I have to do this. And I was like, yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah. And I'm just fuming the whole time.
I can't believe I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. Well, then Christian comes up with a big grandiose idea and then I do it.
Yeah.
So where do my ideas go?
Right in the garbage can because they're bad.
That's fair.
Right into the vomit pot.
Oh, here's a good one right now.
Okay, this is so embarrassing.
I got nothing.
You really peaked at ranch wings, dude.
You know, I was...
And you can't even do that, dude.
That's because my ideas don't get done. Erica needs to do my ideas to complete the circle.
Your ideas are way too difficult for me.
Ranch rings!
I can't cook!
You bread them and you fry them.
What do you think I am, a woman?
Sometimes.
I didn't like that joke. I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, it was bad taste.
Yeah. I'm sorry to all women.
Canceled. Ricky's canceled.
Cancel me.
All right. Well, we'll dish out the immediate effects of the cancellation while we're on break.
Better come back with a good idea.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lime-flavored Cheez-Its.
No, fuck you, dude. Fuck no. You.
Why is that like white cheddar lime?
No.
Listen, guys, I might not have the best taste, but you know who has good taste is our listeners. We got sent a little gift package in the mail. Is that what it's called? A little...
Care package?
Care package in the mail. Thank you from...
You shouldn't have
one of our all of our listeners combined send it. Number one
Judgy's fan, I think.
Well, I mean,
number one Victory.
I believe my mom has Fortnite. That title.
Correct.
Number two Judgy's fan.
I
number
believe one of
foreign.
Your number one foreign. Yeah,
international Judgy's fan.
Aunt Jennifer, Aurora's aunt.
I love the paper.
Has sent us these nice little thingies. Something I won't say what, but therefore,
want triangle or rectangle? I'm taking rectangle or triangle.
Okay.
Because Erica's a square.
Fuck,
got him.
Dude.
Can I open?
Yeah, this is mail time. And here's the mail and makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail.
Mail. Sweet Georgia Browns.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
These are Canadian chocolates, guys. From what I understand, I've had Canadian chocolates. Purdy's.
Pecans, caramel, and milk chocolate.
I don't want to touch that.
We also have Purdy's hedgehogs.
Okay, so I believe I had hedgehogs for Easter.
From what I hear, they fucking slap.
Yes, they all fucking slap. And because Erica got upset that I didn't share them with her.
Yeah. What the fuck, Josh?
Sorry.
Absolutely.
Maybe you should marry into Aurora's family.
Maybe you should.
Uh-oh.
I can't get them out. They're too well packaged.
Damn Canadians and their packaging. I don't want to touch. We also got chocolate eggs. I don't want to touch them because the wrapper is too loud.
Shouts out Jesse for hand packaging our chocolates.
That's awesome.
Yo, this looks like half a walnut.
Check this guy out.
Yeah. Those hedgehogs are so good.
Look how cute it is. Looks like a little hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can call these things Sonic because they're going to go fast.
You're about to fucking call me Knuckles because you're about to catch him, buddy. Make a fucking joke like that again.
Mm. You're the judge's girlfriend. Official girlfriend of the pod. So, like, yeah, you're included. Tell your aunt that she's amazing.
Well, you can tell her.
You're amazing.
Amazing.
So good.
Way better than, like, Dove.
Yeah. Fuck Fannie Mae's.
The turtles are bomb, dude.
Julie, I like these sweet Georgia Browns.
You want some hedgehogs? So, yeah, thanks. Very much appreciated. I think everybody should send us stuff, I think.
Yeah.
And we can do that at...
Dox us, baby. Give them the city.
Erica's trying to remember my address.
503.
No.
503 5th Street.
Nope.
It's 50 something 5th Street.
Definitely not.
305?
Nope.
That's 503 5th Street.
It's not.
I remember it's 503 5th Street.
I'm pretty sure I have it saved under your contact.
Christian, why don't you get us in the last door, my man? Bring us home.
Can I have a drink of your water?
Oh my god, dude.
My spit is just so thick. The chocolate is so rich.
Thanks, Jesse.
What the fuck, Jesse? You know we're going to eat this on podcast. Am I the asshole for stealing my brother's dog?
Didn't we?
Very similar. This is just...
So this is from the... Because we had one. Am I the asshole for yelling at my sister for stealing my dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird thing that's happening in this episode where we're getting a lot of parallels. It's like the whole world is just
experiencing the same thing at the same time.
No, I think he's going for like a Truman Show thing.
Okay. I know how the title sounds, but hear me out.
We always do. It would be a shame if we didn't.
About 1 year ago, my brother and me went to a rescue shelter and ended up bringing home some type of spaniel mix.
Okay. Cocker or otherwise?
The dog's about 5 or so and was already decently trained. My brother lives by himself, so it's pretty much just him and his dog. He's a decent owner, but nothing too extra. Now, me and my brother are close, and so I go to his condo quite a bit. I also babysat this dog multiple times now.
Okay.
I really loved this dog and decided I would go rescue my own pup. But when I went to the rescue, no dogs there really fit my style. Mm-hmm. All were too old or seemed lazy. So I kind of just gave up for a bit.
Goddamn millennial dogs. What does that
mean? They've been at 3 different tech jobs in the last month. They get paid so much for just sitting around chewing on bones.
They sleep 4.5 hours a day. Now, 4 days ago, I invited my brother and some friends over to play some poker. We were playing Texas Hold'em, and I had an unbelievable hand. A straight flush.
Bullshit.
My brother thought he had an unbeatable hand, though. 4 aces. Me and my brother are pretty competitive, so we let the stakes get pretty high.
Are they playing with, like, half a deck?
I don't know.
What are the chances?
We were also plastered, so our betting was a little off. Anyways, he ended up betting me his dog. I accepted, and of course, I won. He didn't react that much and kind of just laughed it off, but I was so excited. The next day, I drove to his house to pick up my new pup. And for some reason, he was a total asshole and started saying that the bet wasn't even real. I understand it's his dog and everything, but he bet me and I won. We ended up getting in a pretty heated yelling match. And I told him I was taking the dog.
It was an old yelling match, I believe.
Oh, God. It's my dog. I'll put him down. I drove off and waited for a few hours. Later, I simply drove by and seen his dog was out in his backyard. The dog loves me since I spend so much time with him. So he just ran up to me and I grabbed him.
Just stole it.
I put him in the car and drove home. Don't worry, I bought food and toys for him already.
That's not what we were worried about, my man.
And about 4 hours later, I got a bunch of angry texts from my brother. And he was telling me he was on his way to pick up the dog and take him back.
4 hours later? It took him 4 hours to realize his dog was gone?
Maybe he thought the dog ran away. I don't know. I mean, they did just get in a fight that day. I got pissed. I won this dog fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he had only had this dog for a year, so it wasn't like a lifelong pet or anything.
Mm.
But he loves the dog so much. When he came over, I locked all the doors and refused to answer him. Over these last 3 days, I've been getting nonstop harassment by him, my mother, friends, and everyone, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm starting to think maybe I was the asshole for making him follow through with the bet.
Huh.
Anyways, Reddit, I love this dog and don't want to give him back. Am I really the asshole? My brother was the one who made the bet.
Erica, what's your celebrity hall pass?
I literally can't think Wrong of a answer. Single celebrity right now.
Christian, what's your celebrity hall pass?
Jon Snow, but in character.
Now, wouldn't you be upset if Christian fucked Kit Harington still?
No, Jon Snow. I want a main character.
Wouldn't they're fun little things that are made up to understand, like, ha ha ha, but also that would be cheating in our relationship. Very similar to a game of hypothetical fucking Texas Hold'em. Yeah. What did she put online? If he bet his dog, what did she do to call?
Her house.
I bet your dog too.
He loves me probably more than you. I see him at least 3 times a year. He loves me.
What an ins-
So you don't think it's fair? You don't think that's like, he bet it. He's got to follow through with the bet.
Maybe I'm just a morally good person.
No, this sibling is trying to teach the brother how to be an honorable man. When you make a bet, you have to deal with the consequences. Mm. If he didn't want to lose his dog.
Yeah, shouldn't have bet the dog.
You shouldn't have bet the dog.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're making a bet the house joke earlier.
Yeah.
Very good. I would never bet the house. I'd bet everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just hoping someone bets a new pair of baby shoes because baby needs a new pair.
I know nothing about poker, but I'm pretty sure these are all awful jokes.
Incorrect.
Very incorrect. They're actually fantastic jokes. They're like kind of the royal flush of jokes, if you ask me.
And if we make 2 more, we'll have a 5-card stud over here.
This is really unfortunate. I don't have a fifth joke to make.
Maybe you should just fold them.
Yeah. Wow. You did it, Ricky. You're the 5-card stud.
You did it.
You fucking you son Give of me a your bitch, dog. You did it.
Give me your dog right now.
No.
Fuck. It's fair.
I guess that's how that works in the real life. Things.
Oh, where you communicate you effectively just, as adults?
You can
Weird.
Just say, no, you're not taking my dog. And then you don't take the dog.
Well, hang on. How often do we know the phrase drunk words are sober thoughts? This guy secretly wants to get rid of the dog. And he just sort of has to play along with, like, the semantics. You know, like,
yeah,
oh, no, don't take my dog. I'm going to call the fucking police.
You have to go through the whole rigmarole.
Oh, no, they're breaking down your door to get my dog back.
Like the saying, I bet on my mom's life you won't do something. And it's like, do I have to kill my mom now?
Well, mom, cocks a shotgun. Sorry.
Yeah. After that Mother's Day episode.
You lived a good year.
She has it coming. Just kidding. I love my mother.
You had a good long run, but unfortunately, I said that Go-Gurt didn't have a blueberry flavor, and guess what? you're dead. They do. Of course they do. I'm an idiot. It's yogurt. That's like one of the 3 staples. Strawberry, yes. Blueberry, and peach.
Yeah. Those, honestly, are the only flavors they should have of yogurt. Except Trix.
You forgot banana.
I don't eat yogurt. It was all a ruse.
Strawberry banana is where it's at.
Whatever flavor of Trix yogurt is, like the pink and green one,
that's I the only good 100% one. Forgot about Trix yogurt. When you were like, Trix, I was like, what? We're talking about yogurt here.
You guys don't remember Trix yogurt?
Forgot about it.
Now, what's the deal with Danimals? Is it just sour milk?
Isn't all yogurt sour milk?
But I mean, like, it's liquidy. Isn't the whole thing yogurt? Of yogurt that you spoon it?
And then you whisper sweet nothings into its ear.
So you're saying like yogurt's closer to pudding, but Danimals is closer to a stew?
I guess.
Okay.
You know, you wanted a little bit of, you know, you don't want to be all work and no yo play. You want a little bit
of...
Josh, I really appreciate how you're just ready to go gurt those jokes, dude. Go get them, Tiger. Yeah. Like... Mm-hmm.
Like Tony
the Tiger, yeah. Dude. Breakfast cereal tricks.
Christian, you better count your lucky charms that
God damn it.
Our fucking episode does well. Otherwise, you're a fucking cut, dude.
Did you just call him the C word?
I think he did. I'm offended.
You're going to have to bleep that. That's not allowed in America.
Cut?
Oh.
I said you're fucking cut, dude.
I thought you said cunt.
Yay!
She's a woman. She can say it.
Correct.
Alnar, a cunt.
Yikes.
I knew it was coming, and I just, it got me anyway.
Ooh.
I enjoyed it.
I don't know. Okay.
Do you want to do another one, man?
I got one quick one. If you just want one quick one.
They're going never, all night?
They're
Jesus.
Never quick.
Am I the asshole for adding my garbage to someone else's?
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Josh is going to really appreciate this one.
Okay.
I was walking my dog.
Yeah.
And picked up his poop in a bag.
Yes.
And tied it up. Today is garbage pickup for my town, and they usually come very early.
Okay.
And it just happened to be I was walking very early. I even saw and heard the garbage truck just the block away. So as I was walking past someone's house, their garbage can was already on the curb, uncovered. So I just added the poop bag to the uncovered garbage, not thinking much of it, since the garbage truck was only a block away. After a few seconds, I hear a man screaming at me. He came out of his house very angry, picked up my bag, and demanded I take it back, that he didn't want it in his garbage. I told him that I didn't mean to offend him, so I just took it back and said, "Have a good day," and left, even though he was still fuming. Am I the asshole? I honestly wouldn't mind if someone did that to me, but I don't know if I'm biased because I have dogs. Is this a rude thing to do or something?
If there is garbage in the can and it's out, you can put a dog bag in it.
It's fair game.
If it's empty, I never put a dog bag in an empty garbage can.
Yeah.
Because it could go sit somewhere for a week and then whatever.
I get that.
But if it's got garbage in it, I'll put it in it.
It's fair game. I would agree. That's...
Mm-hmm.
Like... Especially if you can see the garbage truck, it's like, fuck off, dude.
It's so uncommon for people to even pick up their dog shit in the first place
mm-hmm.
that when I, just twice recently, I walk my dog every day because I don't have a fenced yard or whatever. So I know the streets. Okay?
Oh, you love your dog so much? You love him? You walk him twice a day?
Yeah.
Did you steal this dog?
Yeah.
You love him so much?
My brother, yeah, lost him in a hand of a...
Egyptian rats
going through blackjack actually.
Ah.
So just within the past couple weeks, so now that it's spring and more people are out, there's dog shit everywhere because, you know, bad
dogs
owners
don't poop in the winter. Okay. Yeah.
Well, people don't walk their dogs in the winter, actually, is what
oh.
I was saying. So
blame it on the owner. Okay, cool.
I have two routes that I go with my dog very commonly. And I'm walking. He starts pooping. So I get the bag ready. I pick it up. This guy opens up his screen door and he's like, "Hey, thank you so much for picking up your dog's poop." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, man. No problem." And he's like, "Hey, man, my garbage can's right here. Like, right here. Like, if you want, you can throw your poop in here anytime you want. Just keep picking it up, man." I was like,
"Dude, that's an awesome deal."
No, and he's like, "No, you don't have to walk with it. You don't have to walk with it. Just put it right in here." And I'm like, "Nah, man, I'm not going in your fucking yard.
I'm gonna eat this, dude. I eat shit.
I have a collection on the shelf at home.
I empty it out into people's yards that I don't like."
I was gonna say, you fucking wind it up and whip it at his door. You're like, take that, you fucking nerd.
To contrast my story, Christian brings up a very funny point. I like to throw the bags of poop sometimes, and the most recent pair that I, or most recent set of bags that I have, aren't very structurally sound. And there was somebody's garbage can out, and so I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna swing it and try to like bolo swing it in there." Let go too soon. Fucking 90 mile an hour fastball into the side, cracks open, dog shit all the way down the side of the garbage can.
Fucking asshole.
And I looked at it and I was like,
I guess it's staying there.
What am I going to do? Come back with a fucking paper towel? What do I look like? Fucking Jesus himself?
Did you have another bag? Can't you take one bag and like kind of scrape it off a bit?
Hey, Judah is famous for pooping twice on walks, all right? Josh only brings two bags.
I bring a whole roll.
Dude.
You can never count Judah's anus out. That's all I always say.
Are you ever going to try it again? Has this scared you away?
Or? Now, Chris, if eagle-eyed people who've come to my house, there was a bag of shit in my tree behind my house for like 3 weeks. Because I was standing in my backyard and tried to swing a bag, and I forgot to look up. Classic rookie mistake. Straight into a tree branch. I had to get a fucking ladder and a rake to get it out.
You fucking
I've gotten
idiot.
Them on my garage roof.
What is the matter with you?
Why do you keep testing fate? Like,
so it makes it sound like I do it like a lot, but when you walk every day and you get 5 poop bags a day and I throw maybe one a week, that's like a pretty low percentage of poop bags I'm throwing.
That's still too
it
often.
Sounds like you're missing your shot a whole lot.
Well, I don't
you
tell you about
a little better.
You don't learn about the times you succeed. You learn from those when you fail.
Maybe lead with that next time. Like, I normally fucking nail it, but...
And I will, another time this happened...
It just keeps happening!
No. Another time where somebody complimented me, there's a church right by where I live, on Street, and, idiots.
You were so close.
I had and right, all right?
So, there's a church right by where I live, and there's a dude who does really good landscaping on it. I'm not a religious guy, but, like, especially wouldn't leave dog shit. I don't even let Judah pee on like the front of the spot where people walk a ton. I'd try to scoot him along just because, like, I don't know. Seems a little weird to let him like pee on. I don't do it to
the church.
Well, I live right by a temple too, and I don't let him pee on that.
I'll let you do it to the synagogue.
But anyway, I'm walking and this dude who was like the landscaper or whatever, I'm walking. He just busts out of his car. He's like, "Hey! Don't walk your dog on that grass. It really fucks it up when I try to take care of it." And I was like, "Oh, no, I'm sorry. What?" And he's like, "You're leaving your shit everywhere." And I was like, I just pulled out the 5,000 rolls of dog bags that I have. And I was like, "No, I've got these." He says, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's just, it's really frustrating." And I was like, "Yeah, but like, I'm not."
I hope this dude went to fucking confession because
he was so angry, and then
Lord's name in vain.
He had to eat so much crow as soon as I like pulled out a roll of bags, and he's like, "Okay, no." I was like, "Yeah, I definitely wouldn't
do it. Carry these around for assholes like you. I don't pick up my dog's poop."
What a cover! It's gross. I wouldn't pick it up either. That's shit, dude. No, I'm not touching that.
I have been one of those people though that stops a lady. Like, we were doing yard work last summer. And this lady was walking her dog, and that her dog just picked right. I mean, we're like right in the front yard, feet from the sidewalk. And this dog was like, "I guess I'm going to poop around all these people."
It's the worst.
And she's just like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." I was like, "Here, you want a bag?" And she's like, "Oh, I got one." I was like, you can toss it in our garbage can. I'll take it for you. And she was really, I was like, "Hell yeah. If you're going to let your dog poop in my yard and you're going to pick it up,
yeah,
you absolutely have permission to go around the side of my house and throw it away."
Yeah.
100%.
Come inside the house, take whatever you want too.
Yeah, like, door's always
you're
open.
That good
you can
person.
Shit inside as long as you pick it up.
Yeah.
It's such a like that should be like dog trainer. Like when you go to adopt, there should be a line of like, are you gonna pick up dog shit? And if you say sometimes or no, just fucking get them out of here.
Yeah. Goodbye. You're as bad as the people that leave their shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot.
There's nothing worse than when you're mowing and you're having a good time smelling the grass and you fucking slice through a fucking turd.
Dude, how do the inside of turds hold their smell for so long?
It just traps it in. And then you always step on it.
It makes it makes like a cocoon. You cut it open, then you step on it and you're just like, "Oh, that fucking sinks." Then you're like, "Oh, it's on my shoe." No, dude.
And just like poo on a shoe.
Another shitty episode in the books.
Another one in the books.
Again, just scrape this one off.
Erica.
Yes, sir.
Do what you do.
I already know what you're going to ask.
Just do it.
I'm just going to do it. Do it.
Nice.
I'm not a don'ter. Follow us on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram. You can Gmail us. Is that what the kids are saying nowadays?
You can Gmail us.
Gmail me.
And then we also have Etsy, and that's like almost all of that is at Judgies Pod, JudGiesPod. Except for the Etsy store is the Judgies Pod, because this guy's
fucking dinkus over here.
I really goofed that one up, boys. You think I should make just a second store called Judgies Pod?
No.
Okay, I won't do that. That sounds like the bare amount of work I could do to like make up for this so you guys stop dragging me every episode, but it's cool.
Well, hey guys, if you want to drag Christian,
write us an email.
Share it with a friend. Let him drag him too. Well,
yeah,
him
or her, honestly, or I all the new people can drag me. It'll be nice. Like
it's sort of like your kink.
Is right now is just dragging Christian.
We constantly getting when we get dragged. Like I got called. What did I get called?
You got called a creep. Or you got? I got called a creep,
and I said this guy looks yikes to me. Mm. About me, I was called I look yikes. Which to be fair, yikes. You know?
Yeah.
Wait, do we need to make yikes merch? Just steal Eddie Burbeck's?
Done? Hey man, I'm fucking heavy mood. Fuck you. Can steal our merch. Me and all my homies hate Heavy Mood.
Heavy Mood on Etsy. Don't go there.
Go give them a bad review.
Say, go leave them a bad review. Do you have to buy something to leave a review?
Probably. Like,
how'd your review process go?
So you told me to leave a review. I left a review. I took a picture of me in the hat, and the picture didn't post.
They just said, nah.
There was too much power in the picture. Nah. They said, this guy looks a little bit too yikes to be posted on your Etsy. And part of me was worried, like, is it going to show up as the, like, because I took a funny picture with the hat on. It was on my ass. And you could see my hole.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, man, is this going to be like when you scroll through the pictures to be like, oh, I want to see what this hat looks like. And it's just me. But
that would have been actually
it didn't
probably post, really good for marketing.
It didn't post the picture.
Huh. You think it was just because your ass is just so voluptuous? It's like, we don't have enough megabytes available on the server.
We didn't have enough down to keep it up, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bludgies love you.